This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Sir Dirk McCallum Show.
Hello, my name is Redwood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Sir Dirk McCallum Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisation who want to take advantage of PWDs, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief, we do support their lawyer though. Ableism, NTs, that means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations, you have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse with the Jeremy Challenge Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, everyone. It's me, Pankito, along with Johnny tonight. We're back. How companies are actually bringing inclusion into the mix with featuring and including persons with different abilities into their advertisements and into their into everyday life, and also having the ability to see that it's actually that clothing companies are starting to bring more accessible designs and also featuring more advertising to a more adaptive marketing too. Which is really taking a pretty big stride with companies really starting to even focus on what focus on people actually needing or wanting to be included, and also being able to see themselves within marketing campaigns amongst so many other ways of actually bridging the inclusion gap with featuring persons with different abilities of all kinds. And there's a lot of people, there's a lot of industries that are really starting to get into the adaptive market by featuring all walks of life. And apparently, this is going to actually grow. And companies are going to be really in tune to this growing, industry? That's the word.
See, you know what commercial really got me? The Microsoft one from Christmas time.
Oh, yes.
Like, kid in a wheelchair playing a video game, like.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, finally.
What about Zappos started doing this in 2017? For more adaptive footwear. There's so many organizations ready and willing to start with the process of being inclusive, even with hiring practices too. And it's not just in the retail world. It's going to become a steady flow. If the spotlight is there, more people will get to understand or be willing to learn about what the needs are and how these needs could be met. So this is going to make a lot of it's awesome to see even smaller retailers, as the article that we wrote, that we're featuring, this shows how a London-based, UK-based boutique featured in their display a mannequin within an assistive device, which has ended up being which has led to a lot of ample positive comments about the display, amongst taking the Twitter role by storm, and it was also featured in Cosmopolitan as well. So if a small retailer could make the stride and include this way of being accessible and more adaptive, by the end of the day, it's only going to reach more people, and especially with social media, it's bound to gain more traction, which could lead to quite a bit going on for the positive.
This thing will catch like wildfire.
Yeah, and if one small boutique could do it, it's not stopping anyone from doing. Sky's the limit for other companies really taking on the task of providing unique ways of inclusion, more inclusion that is needed. It's not it may not always be cut and dry, but everyone shops. So why prevent someone? Why not be inclusive? Why not give those who support a brand or support the brand, but are able to, who want to shop in those places, them being, people are, like to be able to see something that is, what's the word, that it represents them, yeah, no matter what it is. Just like on TV, when someone could see something that they relate to, or a character, there it makes strides. It's not so bleak. It shows, well, if this person could do something, what's stopping me?
It's like no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this.
Yeah. I personally think.
And the inspiration trail keep going and getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and honestly, we're not inspirations. We are able to. We shouldn't look at ourselves as, oh, we're inspirations. We should be looked at as we're just like everyone else.
Hey, we put on our pants one leg at a time, just like you.
Yep. Yes, we do. And in reality, if no one is able to see that, if someone isn't able to see the benefits that people could bring to the table, then what good is that doing?
Exactly.
We all bring something different to the table. We all can bring something to the table. All can make an impact. It's a matter of being able to see that we're not so different.
Exactly.
We actually very much want to be accepted. Everyone does. So why should it be so black and white with who's different than with the differences, when in fact there's so much more that actually meets the eye?
Yeah.
I would think people would like to be able to go and be looked at as, well, we're all the same. We all have the same wants and needs. No one should be looked at as being different. Disabilities don't define us.
Yeah.
Yes, we're all different, but who isn't different? Who? There's so many. No one is the same. It doesn't matter who you are. We're all the same. We're all the same. We're all able to feel and have emotions and be able to, when we hurt, we hurt. It's very much, if we do, we're just like everyone else.
And we're not like a robot.
Yeah. It also doesn't mean that we have that ability to want to be included. We want to be included. We want to have that opportunity to feel like, oh my God, we matter. Oh wow, we see something that actually represents us on screen, off screen. Even with just the simplest things, you're able to see so much more. You're able to see the beauty in being different. Because if we're all the same, wouldn't life be a bit boring?
Exactly. If we're all the same, like, life would just be dull.
Yeah. And I see it as this, with us, with this stride of inclusion, being more inclusive, it's only going to bring more, it's only going to bring a focal, the focal point to the mix of how, of what is actually, what can be acceptable for being able to, what should be accepted, what is acceptable with companies and what isn't. These are, people are able to develop things and really develop amazing things. Shouldn't we all know that it could be designed not only to benefit one person or another, but to be able to actually have the chance to have, be seen, and not just be designated for one group or another group. Because everyone wants to be included. Everyone wants to be, wants to be accepted. So brands being able to be more inclusive, that's only going to benefit them in the long run. It's not, and it also shows how, also shows a big, major positive, too, in the growth of those organizations. They're willing to go the extra mile. So, Johnny, how do you see this this being? I look at it as a stride in the right direction. Do you see it becoming more, having a bigger impact in the long run?
I can definitely see it. Like, we're going through a revolution right now.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention that there's so much going on. Having a look at this does actually lead to more optimism.
Yeah.
That's just me and where I could see things going with being more optimistic with the societal standards.
It's not like we're not a lost cause.
Mm-hmm.
There is still hope, folks.
Yeah. And this hope is definitely going to continue on, because it's really a matter of how much everyone's willing to, everyone wants to be accepted. Everyone wants this. So we could all make this, we have that ability to make it possible, which is honestly the best thing we can do. And the more that people are willing to be accepted, to accept our differences, that's only going to really just be,
it would really improve our quality of life.
Yeah. Because the more that people are willing to, willing to see that we're not so different,
like,
it could actually, turn things around. And for businesses to step off, that's a pretty big deal. And for an independent, for a small boutique to be that creative, and yet that boutique gets featured in Cosmo, that means what's the sense of more businesses, no matter what area of the world you're in, if they did something like this or something similar, how awesome is it going to be? I know Samsung is also really being in tune to assistive technologies for those who have low vision, which I found that out through a YouTuber, Molly Burke. So if Samsung's stepping off, and they're a major corporate entity,
they're a major corporate international corporate entity. Yeah.
This could actually be really, there's growth that can be made with no problem, and could be done in such a way where inclusion and inclusivity is there. Also, with really just being aware of who their audiences are, and if people have that ability to step, who have the ability to reach out to corporations and say, and give them feedback, it's only going to be beneficial to everyone involved and their customers base as a whole. Because that's where so many people may not see it until it's too late. If people and those are in these big, large corporations and in these entities see the potential for being more inclusive, adapting the clothes, really jumping on the adaptive markets, along with being more inclusive with their hiring processes, any change, the changes that are out there that can be made to really make an impact on no matter who, on so many people, and having the chance to work or enter and develop and be willing to take chances. That's where what counts. And really showing that it's always, it's okay to be different. It's okay to be who you are.
It's definitely okay to be different.
Yes.
Gotta be yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, this is where we'll be back on Monday, same time, same place. Have a nice weekend.
Good night, everybody.
Yes.